is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials. Serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. And good evening and welcome to The Essentials. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Hubert Edwards, and you're here with me on The Essentials, The Reset. As usual, we are going to have ourselves a wonderful conversation. We always do here at 6:30 p.m. every Thursday. And if you want to join us, you know the numbers, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and our text line 422-4796. And so what is it that we're going to be doing this evening? Well, from time to time, you know, if you listen to the show, Africa comes calling. And this evening, it's going to be Kenya calling. We're going to make our way all the way across the ocean, all the way across the seas, and we're going to have a conversation with one of our brothers over there in Kenya. This individual is a dancehall gospel artist. And so Kenya is speaking to the Bahamas through dancehall gospel. We're going to try to get an understanding of this young man's journey, get an understanding of his impact, where is he going in life, what is it that he wants to do, and how he wants to impact the world. He certainly has intentions of doing great things. And we have to give a shout out to Orlando Miller, better known as Landlord, for making this connection happen. We have been making huge, huge incursion into Africa. And that's a good thing, because the diaspora from time to time should go home. We have on the live line none other than Mr. Dangari Music. That's the name he goes by in his professional circumstance. But his given name is Dangari Mukunza Mashiba. Welcome to The Essentials. Welcome to the Bahamas.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Blessings. I'm so humbled to be here today.
Yes, certainly a pleasure to have you. We want to start where we must start. You are a dancehall, reggae, if you will, gospel artist. How did you get there?
Yeah. Blessings, bro. Yeah, I thank God for this opportunity, first of all. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank all the people who are listening today. Yeah, I started singing when I started the ministry when I was 20 years old. The real ministry. I've grown up in church, you know, in the ghetto churches. So I used to listen to, before I got born again, I used to listen to reggae, conscious reggae music and dancehall music. So when I realized that God has blessed me with a musical gift, I decided to do it for the glory of God, you know. Mm-hmm. Since I loved reggae and dancehall, so that's how I started doing the gospel dance thing, you know.
So you are you're certainly still a young man. You started out very young, but you know, take us back a bit. You grew up in the church. You are from the village in Africa. That means something, you know. Being a village live well. Most persons come from the village. All persons come from the village, as best as I can understand it. But you know, take us a little bit, Mr. Music, Dangari Music. Let us understand, because you know there is a connection here between us on this side of the world being part of the African diaspora. You know, what does village life look like in Kenya?
Well. Village life here in Kenya is not easy. It's not easy at all. Yeah, I grew up in a humble background, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so things were not that easy, you know, growing up, you know, sometimes, you know, we lack the basic necessities, you know. Mm-hmm. Understand me?
Yeah. Tell us about it. I mean, you know, we want to try to get to, you know, through your eyes, we want to, you know, better appreciate where you're coming from, because we know you're heading someplace great. You know, the fact that we are having this conversation, the fact that you have connected with, you know, Orlando Miller, we know some things which we are going to talk about later that you've been doing. But we wanted kind of through your eyes, get an idea of, you know, who exactly you are.
Yeah, so I grew up in a very humble background. Coming out of the village to the limelight to being an international artist is not easy, you know, because in the village there is very few support, you know. It's very hard to get to the mainstream, to the radio stations and TV stations, which mostly are in towns, you know. Yeah, that support is mainly down the radio stations and TV. So it was very hard, very, very hard, you know. So I just did my music thing, you know, trusting God, believing in God, to one day I'll be somewhere far, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God has good plans for each and every person. Yeah, so people in the village used to just support me in the village churches. I used to sing in the village churches, in the crusades around. You know, sometimes there is, you just sing like that. There is no the loudspeakers or
no equipment,
microphones. Yeah, you just stand at the crowd at the market area. You just sing like that. You know, people appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
They support you with very few coins, you know, to move on. Yeah, it has been very hard, very hard, you know.
Yeah, so you started out, you know, obviously you're in the village, so you're living in the country era of your country. You're away from the city, and you're trying to become a musician. You're trying to sing your music, so you're moving from church to church, crusade to crusade. You're singing in the marketplace. You're doing whatsoever you can to make an impression, to get your voice out, and like you say, from time to time some person threw you a few coins, and that helped you to kind of steer the path of you know, pursuing your dreams.
Yes bro, so that really kept me going, you know, and kept me strong in the ministry. And since I was focused on what I was doing, yeah, God helped me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy even to get that, you know, to just get enough coins to do the music was not easy. Because, so, you know.
So even the struggle is a struggle.
Yeah, the struggle is a struggle. Because, you know, not all the people also wished you to rise up, you know.
Yeah.
Some opinions are very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yeah, people say, like, you know, you're not going anywhere with these musical things, so stop wasting your time.
Yeah, you're wasting your time.
That village mentality.
Yeah. You know, you're wasting your time. You're not a graduate. What are you talking about? You're not going to go any place. How are you going to do this?
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's how they used to do, you know. The fight was real. The fight was very real. So
yes.
I just kept my hope alive. Mm-hmm. And trusted God's process, you know.
Yeah. And I think that is so important. It's so important when you... when you have decided to do something, when you have decided that you want to become something, right? You have to really commit yourself to the process. You have to stay in even when the struggle gets difficult. And of course, inevitably, you are going to hear, you're going to become aware of individuals who are not, you know, supportive, whether in giving you some coins, using the term that you have used before, or in their words of support. But on the other hand, you must have had some persons who were saying to you, you know, Dangari, keep going. You have a voice, you have a talent. This is something that you should keep pursuing. Who were the persons around you who were pushing you, who was asking you, really helping you to move forward? I see where you are from a family of six children, or is it six individuals?
Yeah, six individuals, bro. And you know, at that time, there were no, you know, I could not afford smartphones, you know?
Yeah,
you cannot afford to be online to, you know, to push your music. It was really very hard. The network was not good.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very hard to be online on Facebook or WhatsApp, you know, to do right. The music thing.
So you basically started from nothing. So you are in a space where you have very limited resources. The infrastructure in your village is almost non-existent. You don't have enough money to buy yourself the technology in terms of a phone so that you can get online. But you're still pushing to make yourself into what you decided you want to become.
Yes, bro. My help was really alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just did that, you know, and from the village to, there was a nearby town around, not a capital city, just a small town around.
Mm-hmm.
There were producers doing music, you know. So I used to visit that studio around our town, you know, to go and just see what's happening there. I used to go there even if I had no money to, you know, to record my music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to go there and sit around.
Just to hang out and be in the environment.
Yeah, well, yeah, man. So that's what I used to do. I started hustling since I knew what God has put inside me is greater. You know, so I started doing a few hustling to save a few coins so that I can be able to go to studio and do at least an audio, even if it's of poor quality, you know, at least to have an audio that people listen. Yeah, so I started working in people's places, you know, in markets, you know.
When you say you work in people, places, and market, you know, give us an idea what you're doing. Because the reason I'm trying to kind of dig into you is because people on this side of the world, I think, have a great understanding. You know, you've been listened to in the Bahamas, you've been listened to out of Jamaica, and I know you've been to Jamaica. The Africanness of these environments are very, very similar. The huge, huge European influence, obviously, on this side in many regards. But we have maintained a huge amount of the Africanness, the African vibes, and the way of doing things. And so, you know, this is, I think, a good opportunity for us, speaking to you, to kind of see, you know, what the similarities are. So, you know, we want to know, when you say you were hustling, you know, what is it that hustling represent in Kenya?
Hustling, you know, moving to people's farms to do some farm work, you know, weeding, all that.
Yes.
That helped me to save a few coins.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to go to the studio and did my first song. And that time, I was still at school, you know, at high school. So I also used to save the little pocket money that my parents gave to me. I used to sacrifice and save the little pocket money, at least to get some funds to record something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when I was in a form two, I managed to save some funds. You know, when you go to boarding school here, you have been given some funds to go and help you for the full time, for the full term in school. Mm-hmm. So those funds I used to save, sacrifice at least, even if I hadn't in school, but I have some funds I know they are going to help me on my talent. So I managed to record my first song. It was called Praise Him. Mm. Yeah, though it was of very poor quality.
Yeah. So, you know, before you go further, I just kind of like want to roll back, because I think your story is developing and I think capturing some important lessons. So, mm-hmm. you know, you wanted to do music. You're in the village. It's not... Yeah. the best circumstance, and you decide, even though, you know, you're in school, you're going to do some hustling. So you're working on farms, you're helping people to weed the grass or carry things in the market, and you're saving your money, you're sacrificing all of this time, and you're working your way up, because you recognize that in order for you to say to the world that you're a singer, you have to sing something, yeah. huh? You have to put something out there,
yes.
huh?
Yes, yes, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So I managed to record a song, though it was poor of quality, was not that good, mm-hmm. but at least I had something. So I kept on doing that, saving some funds and recording the audios. Actually, I recorded them as demos, you know, because the mastering was not that good. So I just kept on writing songs and recording them as demos through that struggle. Yeah, so God helped me. I managed also to get a button phone. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Talk a little bit louder so we can understand.
Yeah, God also helped me. I managed to get a small phone. Mm-hmm. So I got online and started.
You say you got a small phone?
Yeah, a button phone. Okay. Hope you understand.
No, we don't. We don't understand what a button phone is. So you have to explain to us.
It's not a smartphone.
Oh, it's not a smartphone.
Yeah, but you just press the buttons, something like buttons. But it was accessing online.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started following some artists that I was looking up to, you know, Papa San, Positive, those artists that I was looking up to. I started following them. Then I came across this artist called Stephen Murphy. Hope you know him.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him, no. But go ahead.
He's a gospel reggae artist in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I came across him. We started talking to him, chatting with him, asking him some few questions. So now this music thing goes, you know. So the guy gave me some few tips, you know, and he started giving me some connections to the radio presenters, you mm-hmm. know, the TV presenters. And remember that time I still had those poor quality music.
Right, right.
Yeah, so... I started inboxing these guys, different guys, you know, when I see your profile, like you are a media guy or a musical guy, mm-hmm. a TV presenter, I started inboxing them, talking to them, asking them questions, you know. And that's when, in the process of doing that, linking to these guys, I came across Landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came across Landlord, and that guy gave me his number. Yeah.
Tell me.
He started... come again?
Yeah, tell us about Landlord, because, you know, on this side of the world, in the Bahamas here, Landlord is, you know, well-known and well-respected, an individual who does a lot, gives a lot to his craft and to music. So we want to hear how that connection may have, you know, positively impacted your career.
Yeah, so this guy called Stephen Murphy told me to go on his friend list to start talking to these guys, adding them to be my friends. That's when I came across Landlord. Mm-hmm. I added Landlord, then I inboxed him. Though it took some few days, he replied to me. We started talking. you know, as you know, I'm hungry for this ministry and this music thing. So I started asking him some questions, you know, what about this music thing? How will I do it? Give me the right way, you know. So Landed talked to me, and he told me he's a radio presenter, he was a musician. And mm-hmm. So we kept on talking. Then I told him I have some music I've been recording, though the audios are not of good quality. So Lando told me, share with me, let me listen to them. So I shared the music to Landlord. And he listened to my music. Some of them were not of good quality, but he loved the message. So this song Landlord loved called God Did, God I Do It.
Mm-hmm.
God Did It. He didn't tell me much about it, but he just told me, you know, I love that song. Let me see what I can do about it. So I just kept cool. I just kept silent. Then one day he told me, you know what, Dangari, hey, I love that song. And I've been playing it. I didn't know Leonard was playing that song on, you know, on radios and TVs. And imagine the song was of poor quality, not good quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Landlord started playing my music and sharing to other friends of his, you know, the presenters, the radio hosts. My music started playing in Bahamas, in Jamaica. This guy called Stephen Murphy, when he saw that, he also linked me up to some radio presenters, TV presenters. And in the year 2019, as I was still in the village, there's this DJ from Uganda. It's called DJ Victor 256. So my music on, I can't remember the platform, but it was a Jamaican platform. And they were playing my music and they were talking about me. You know, this guy is from Kenya. You know, this is his music. And the guy from Uganda had my song and looked for me. You know, he told me, Dangari, you know, I've listened to your song in one of the biggest platform in Jamaica, and I really love that song. And you know what? I'm going to organize a concert you know, in my country, Uganda, this December, and I want you to be there.
Mm.
Yeah, so we kept talking. When the time came, the guy asked me for some photos. He made a poster, and you know what? Dangari, I want you to come to Uganda. That was 2019, December. Just out from nowhere, from the village, you know, I'm being called to go and minister in Uganda. I've never been to Uganda. I've never been out of my village.
Yeah, so all this time you're in the village, you're putting out, according to you, low-quality products. There's something about your music which catches the attention of Landlord, catches the attention of some other persons, and you're now on the move.
Yeah, bro, imagine from the village, you know, and Dangari starts going viral in other countries, you know, Jamaica, Uganda, USA, you know, and I'm just in the village. I don't know anything about, you know, to push music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that good phone to follow up. So I started receiving friend requests from people in Jamaica, in USA, the radio presenters, the TV presenters. Yeah, and so I started preparing myself that 2019 to go to Uganda, because I don't have money. It was really a stressful thing. So the guys from Uganda supported me a little bit. And I managed to go to Uganda, and I ministered there. The people were really happy for me about what I was doing. You know, some of them thought I was a Jamaican. They didn't, you know, because I was singing that patois at the Jamaican
thing. Yes.
Yeah, so God started opening doors, you know. After my Ugandan tour, I came back to my country now. started strategizing on how I will do a good quality music. You understand?
Mm-hmm, I understand you.
So I got back to the village, started strategizing. You know, getting fans was not that easy. That was the main challenge that I was facing.
So the biggest thing which was creating an unbug for you is finding money.
Yeah, finding money.
Yeah. So all this time now, you're no longer in school. Are you out of school? You decide to give up school, what?
No, I was still at school. So I was balancing school and music until I finished my form for, you know, fourth year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's when I started planning on how to get back out of the village and get to town, at least where things are a bit advanced, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, so there is a friend of mine who was seeing what I was doing, wanted me to at least go to town and get a good job. You know, it's not easy even to get a good job if you don't have the papers.
Yeah. So when you say go to town, you're now going to which town? You're going to Nairobi? What?
Yeah, to Nairobi.
So you left your village. What's the name of your village?
My village is called Tulwet.
Tulwet.
In Kitale town, yeah.
Yeah, in
Kitale town. That's the nearby town called Kitale.
Kitale town. So you're now leaving the village. You're a country boy. You're in the countryside. Things are not working out too well for you because, you know, there's no money. There's no coin which is running. You have, you need equipment. You need a better phone. You need to get a job. So you're now transforming yourself and you transporting yourself to Nairobi.
Yes, bro. So I saved a few coins that will help me to travel to Nairobi because there was someone who was willing to host me there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I managed to move out of the village and made it to Nairobi town. You know, I thought things were going to be, you know, I had that mentality that when I get in Nairobi city, you know, things will be different, you know. I didn't know that the real struggle was going to start now.
Yeah. So you left the country, you're now going to town, and things getting rougher than it was in the countryside?
Yeah, man, because, you know, you go to town, you don't have job, you don't have money to sustain you, as long as you're, you know, as far as you're being hosted by someone, you know, at least you need to have something to keep you going, you know. Yeah, so I just kept my hope alive, you know. I managed to get a smartphone through a friend. I started linking up with different guys, you know. And on the year 2020, January.
Year of COVID, right?
Yeah. On the year 2020, January, I got connected with a pastor from Canada. He's called Pastor Coley. And he really loved what I was doing, my music, my ministry. And yeah, he told me that he's going to support me.
Mm-hmm.
And this pastor was moving from also different countries. So I was following his profile. He was moving from different countries to minister.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, Dangari, you know what? I see you are a very young man, so passionate about the ministry. I want to bring you to Canada. You know, so it was January. So it was February, the devil now came out. I started hearing that, you know what, there is this disease called corona, you know, people are dying.
Yes.
And that February, we had planned with that pastor from Canada that to organize my my papers so that I can travel to Canada to minister. That's when corona came. So it blocked everything. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. You know, the whole world turned upside down in 2020.
The whole world turned upside down in 2020, February. So they started blocking the airports, no traveling outside the country. Yeah, I remember I'm still living at somebody's place. You know, I need a pocket money. You know, at least I need food to support. Things were really tough, bro. Things were really tough. I was almost giving up. Mm. Yeah, because, you know, the only opportunity that was facing me, now Corona came, so everything got blocked, you know. You know, so I just, my hope was fading away. My hopes were fading away, so I just kept on connecting with people online, you know. And I came across one day, you know, I received a friend request on Facebook from a guy from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. He's called Kevin Fitids. This guy was so passionate also about the ministry, and he was also a regular artist. He's also a regular artist. He sings gospel reggae. He also saw a radio station playing my music online, so he decided to look for me. We started talking that 2020, February, March. The guy told me, you know, you have good music, and I'm going to support you to record something. I told him I don't have good quality music. He wanted me to do a video, to support me to do a video. So I told him, I don't have a good quality audio, so if you can support me to record the good quality audio so that I can shoot the videos, it will be very good. Mm. So the guy agreed. The guy, during that difficult time, you know, when the world is at standstill, you know, Corona is heating up, people are dying, you know, countries are mourning. So that's when God came through for me. The guy paid for my audio. The first song that I redid was called Winner. He paid for my audio and paid for the video. I did that that year, first official audio and first official video. He paid for them. And that's when my hope started coming alive again.
So you got to the point, you know, obviously that's kind of how it works when you find yourself in a bit of a struggle. But you get to the point where you really wanted to say, well, you know, might as well I give up on this. And out of the blue comes a new whiff of hope, and your life is now turning around. You connected with someone. There's an opportunity to improve your music, put in better quality audio, and when the world is in a upheaval, Dangari is on the rise.
Yeah, the guy supported me, you know, to buy food, to pay my house rent during that time, because the guy I was living with, mm-hmm, got sacked, you know, during Corona time.
Yeah, so he got laid off. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the guy was paying the house rent, buying for me food, you know. The whole of 2020, imagine.
Mm-hmm. For the entire 2020?
During that time, so many people were losing hope, so many people were dying. But on my side, it was different. God was really, really faithful, because I lacked nothing. God came through for me. I did my music, I released it, and it was doing very well locally and internationally. Mm. DJs started looking for me in my country. You know, they were playing my music internationally. My video started playing in big TV stations and radios that year. So that year, 2020 was really a blessing to my ministry.
Yeah, that was the year of Dangari.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And so,
that's,
you know,
from the boy from the village.
The boy, yeah. The boy from the village now started to become a man. You mentioned the fact that you went into Uganda. We had an interview with Lady Beso from Uganda, Rebecca Namitala. I don't know if you know of her. But, you know, she is a radio host there. And, you know, if you have not yet, then you certainly should make a connection with her. You can find her via Landlord for sure. So, you know, I think this is, your story is important. You know, as we listen to it, you know, Africa is so far away. Africa is huge. Africa is, for many of us, our spiritual home. But, you know, it's always important when we listen to persons who are currently in the limelight and understand where they're coming from, how their story started, how the struggle is, and the fact that, you know, while we will, you know, oftentimes and many times you will hear a person say, well, you know, I have nobody. There's nobody coming to help me. The truth is, if you do your thing, if you put in the effort, if you take the time to make good music but bad quality, somebody is going to listen to it. Somebody is going to see the value in it. And sooner or later, someone is going to come to your rescue. And they're not coming to your rescue just because they like you, Dangari. They're coming to your rescue because they have seen in you a value, something which you have nurtured with your own passion. And they now want to align themselves and say, hey, let me give a helping hand because this young man seemed to be going someplace. Talk to us.
Yeah, so my first song really did well in Kenya and also in Uganda. Uganda, I really want to say a big thank you to Uganda because I've received very massive support from that country. You know, they were the first one to invite me for a concert, for radio and TV interviews. That country is really amazing. So that's, I started writing more songs. In the year 2020 also, I also managed to release my second song called Hosanna. Through just the support from different people, you know, different people came up for me and started supporting my ministry. Landlord was really pushing my music, you know, because he understood where I come from and he understood the support that I really needed. Yeah, he kept on pushing my music, you know, and God opened more doors. God expounded my boundary, you know. I'm really connected to different kind of people, you know, outside Africa. Yeah, bro. That's what God did.
That's what God did, he said. So we're talking to Dangari Music. That's his professional name. He is actually Dangari Mukanza Mosheba. I hope I pronounced that right. And he's a dancehall gospel artist. And certainly we will hear some of his work on the other side of this break when we come back. But, you know, it's a good story. It's a story of struggle. It's a story of starting from nothing. It's a story of perseverance. It's a story of resilience. It's a story which we, in listening, can glean from. When we sit back and we think about what it is that we have on this side of the world, do not let it be lost on you the number of times Dangari said, I do not have or I did not have a smartphone. Many of us have a smartphone in our hands. It's easy for many of us to have that, and we take it for granted. For him, it was a tool to the future, a tool to the rest of the world, a tool to connecting in order to improve his craft, in order to make the connections to move his products, in order to be connected with individuals, finding a landlord, finding someone in Jamaica who is going to help to give him advice as to where he can go next in moving or getting to the place that he's seeking to get. And so sometimes we make the argument that we can't make it. The system is against us. Here is an example. a young man from the village in Nigeria. Not Nigeria, in Kenya.
Yes.
And he has to make some decision. He wants to do music. He has to move to the big city. He moves into Nairobi, and all of a sudden he realized, well, the village was a good place because now it's even worse. And those are lessons that we want to convey through this interview, this discussion, this conversation that we are having this evening. That whatsoever it is that you are doing, whatsoever it is that you want to do, whether it's music, whether it's craft, whether it is you want to become a lawyer, doctor, whatsoever it is which is in your heart to do, regardless of the fact that the resources are limited, don't give up. Don't lose hope, because sometime at the moment when you think there is nothing more I can give, there is nothing more that I can do, when hope seems to be at its end, when it all seems hopeless, that is the moment when something will turn. And that is the moment for Dangari, when the village boy started to transform into a man, an international recording artist. We're going to take a break here. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. And when we come back on the other side, we are going to hear the rest of the story. We are talking to Kenya. Kenya is calling this evening Dangari Music, a dancehall gospel artist. And if you stay tuned, you just might hear from someone else. This is The Essentials. Don't move.
Next Level Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
Run away from the norm and run in love. On February 10th at 6 a.m. from Arawaki.
Love is in the air.
Friendship, love, and romance will take to the asphalt for 3 romantic miles as Four Seasons Race Management partners with the City of Hope for its second annual Running in Love.
Love is in the air.
It's a 5K fun run walk. It's a Valentine's theme event for family, friends, and lovers. Sign up as a duo with who you love or who loves you. Register at www.fourseasonsracemanagement.com. City of Hope says, are you running in love too? Register today.
Dungaree. Only war me see church hidden. Liberate my soul, spark as it is go hidden. Yeah, I, what a love, yeah. I mean, it's your real love. Situations hard, but no sita suffer, no sita suffer, no sita suffer. And Nikki were down, Master God, you make a chopper. Nikki were pondering, Nikki, we don't come faster.
And welcome back to The Essentials, The Reset. You're listening to the voice of Dangari Music. That is straight out of Kenya. The untrained ear is going to hear pure Jamaican right there. This man has mastered dancehall music in a very serious way. If you're not listening very carefully, you will not, you don't even really pick up the accent. You have mastered that so much, Dangri. You seem to have immersed yourself significantly in this genre. You know, very excited piece that that this song is. First of all, what was the influence behind the song? We know why you were into dancehall. You used to listen to it. But what was the influence behind the song? And, you know, how did that this one come about? What type of a, vibe did you want to create by doing this particular song?
Well, this song is really also a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wrote it to tell the world what God can do, you know, when you call upon Him, when you depend upon Him, you know. His love is amazing, you know. His love will never fail you, you know. He gave out His only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ, died on a cross for our sins, you know. What kind of love that, you know, greater love, you know. So I was telling the world what the Lord has done, you know, and what the Lord will be still doing to the righteous ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, His love is amazing, you know. None of them can compare God's love with any other love, you know.
You, Dangari, you realize you talk like a Jamaican?
Yeah, man, I'm just trying, you know, because I really love the patois, the Jamaican thing, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty much aligned with the pidgin English that you may get out of say a Nigeria and that side of the world, but it certainly, when I listen to you and even the cadence of your voice, I'm sure you have transformed that over time by doing this music. But let's get into I just wanted to roll back just a little bit. So a lot of time we have these conversations and we forget about family, we forget about mom, we forget about dad, we forget about the siblings. What was that for you? What represented, who represented your inner circle in the village?
Yeah, my family. My family have really been supporting me fully, especially my mom, you know. My dad was a little bit against this music thing.
He was a skeptic, right?
Yeah, man, because he saw like I was wasting a lot of time, you know, in music. Music can't do nothing to me, you know. Mm-hmm. It can't take me anywhere. But I used to tell him, you know, just wait and see. Just wait and see what the Lord is going to do, you know. Mom has really been supporting me too on my music, financially, you know, praying for me, advising me too, you know, to take the right way. So I just want to thank God for my family for being there for me, mm-hmm. for their support, you know, endlessly.
Yeah, and siblings?
Come again?
And your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my brothers and sisters, you know, I have only one brother, mm-hmm. My big brother, and he has really been supporting me too, advising me, and my sisters too. They've also been there for me, you know, giving me advices, you know, pushing me to keep going, you know, because, you know, they used to tell me, Dangari, this is your thing. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it and don't listen to the critics around you. Just focus on the music and very soon you will see the results. And that's what I kept on doing, you know.
And how important is that, Dangari, to have individuals close to home? You know, yeah, your father is a skeptic, fathers a lot of times skeptical. You know, we send you to school to do that, and you talking about you want to do this. So that usually takes some time for, you know, that to kind of work itself out. But the fact that you have your mom who was supportive at, in whatsoever way she did, and certainly your sisters emerge as your, you know, closest fans and trying to push you even when you weren't there yet. How important was that?
Well, that was really, really important. It really meant a lot to me because sometimes I was very down, you know. I felt like giving up, but they kept pushing me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They kept pushing me. They are my pillars, you know. And they kept pushing me to trust in God, to fast and pray, you know. Without fasting and praying, I could not be here, you know. And that's why they kept on telling me.
That you're going to make it.
Yeah, and, bro. And God is really amazing.
Yeah. And here you are now. Here you are now, you know, left the village. You have made some breakthrough. And you're living in the big city, I think. How has that transformed your life? How is life in the big city not struggling as much? Because I'm sure there's still some struggle at some level. Because if you're still trying to become better, there's always going to be struggle. But how is life now in the big city?
Yeah, man, life now is amazing. God helped me. I managed to get my room. At least I'm managing myself. And my family, God blessed me with a beautiful wife. And he has also blessed us with two children,
mm-hmm.
A boy and a girl.
Okay.
So life is not the same again. Life is not the same again. God changed the story. The story is different right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can manage some bills. Can manage to go to studio. So there is a, as you have said, there is a little struggle,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still trusting God that these struggles will be over. And yeah,
the struggles are never ever going to be over. They're just going to be mm-hmm. different type of struggles at different levels.
And you know, yeah, these struggles are there mm-hmm. to strengthen us. You know,
definitely, definitely, and that's mm-hmm. what you know. We're not supposed to be running away from the struggles. We should, yes. when they come, we should embrace them, and we should be praying and working and putting ourselves in a position where we become more capable of dealing with these struggles. Yes. And so that's kind of where you are now. You have your own family. You're surrounded by your wife and children. And you are seeking to do what? Now that Dangari, and every time I say Dangari, the name Gangali come to mind, which is a local reggae artist from Jamaica. So Dangari has now put himself in a position where it's no longer a struggle to find a fee for the studio. It's no longer a struggle to find some money or some coin, as you put it, to go to the supermarket to pay the rent or whatsoever it is that you do for housing. But mm-hmm. I'm sure you have bigger plans. You have greater aspirations. What does that represent for you?
Yeah, bro. I really have bigger plans, especially this year. And I really thank God, bro, because God made it possible. I managed to meet a landlord last year in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a concert in Uganda, a very big concert in Uganda. Landlord is very amazing. So I have bigger plans this year. I have projects that I want to release. I've just been strategizing on better way to release them. Better way than the way I used to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I'm growing. Yeah, God is elevating my journey, so I'm also strategizing on good release of my music.
Yeah,
and I'm trusting God. I just want to go international, you know.
Yeah, you want to be.
Yeah,
you want to be known as a global star.
Yeah, that's it, bro. I want my music to
yes.
Be all over.
all over the world. All over the world. It's a great ambition, and I think it shouldn't be no less. A recording artist these days, with technology, with the means of communication, smartphone, and so on and so forth, you definitely want to be all over the place. You know, I want to ask you though, Dangari, how was your experience making that trek to Jamaica? You went to Jamaica, yeah?
No, I have not made it.
Oh, you're not. You have not made it there yet. You have done interviews.
Yeah, but I trust. My music has made it there.
Okay,
my music is representing me there.
Yeah, so it's clearing the path for you until you get there.
Yeah, I'm trusting God that I'll made it there, mm-hmm. because I have massive support there. Also in Bahamas, I'm trusting God. I'll be there soon, bro.
Yeah, you'll be here, and we'll be interacting with you. We look forward to meeting you when you get here to the Bahamas, and certainly I may very well see you when you get to Jamaica. I'm originally from Jamaica, so we want to definitely make those connections. We have someone on the live line, and I'm sure you will want to engage with a bit. Welcome to The Essentials.
Good night, Brother Edwards and my brethren. Dangari, what's going on,
yeah,
man?
Landlord.
Good night to the Bahamas.
Wow. Yeah, blessings.
Man, I'm sitting down here and I'm listening to you and I'm being inspired, bro. I'm being inspired, because what I realize is that, I know you were going through a lot, but I didn't know you was going through all of that. You know what I mean? And
yes.
To really see the passion, it really causes me to, see you in a different light. I always love and respect your music, love you as a brother, and want to see mm-hmm. you go on, to the highest level of your career. But just listening to you more, it really mm-hmm. inspired me for me and you to work more stronger this year, man, because I see greatness in you, man.
Yeah, landlord, it's I don't even know which is the best word to use at this point in time, but I feel proud to know you and to, have this type of a relationship with you. You're out there touching people in places across the world where sometimes we don't give much of a thought to, but you're out there doing your thing. And you are impacting lives such as Dangari, taking an individual who, as you listen to his story, wants to be in music, do not have the resources, but is willing to do it anyway. He was doing it ugly. He was doing it messy, but still trying to move forward. And you and others made an intervention into his life. And here it is now that, he has now created a platform on which he can start to build that foundation and start to be thinking and uttering the words, I want to be a global international star. How does that make you feel, Anna?
Man, that made me feel good. It makes me feel good because, I know where I came from. And I know I am where I'm at because of people helping me. I didn't get where I'm at all on my own. When I came into this world, I came in empty, didn't know nothing. Everything that I know is what other people have instilled in me. And I realized from my mentor, he always tells us to die empty. Pour yourself into other cups, like how people have poured into you. And my thing is, I try to do more for people who can't do for me, because I realize that's where the blessing is. It's easy to do for somebody who could do back for you. But, when you really sincerely trying to help somebody you know can't give back to you, God going to take it to another level. And, I knew Dangri for a few years, and then we got really close because we have a mutual friend, Pastor Jumu Grant, good friend of mine from out of Trinidad, but he's living in Canada. And so we were able to work together, and, last year was a phenomenal year for us. Always wanted to go down into Rwanda, Uganda, and Kenya. And so I was able to, put together a tour, doing a media tour, radio, TV, and also concert. And so I said, man, we got to stop not only in Uganda, go through Rwanda and go into Kenya. We not just Uganda, but we want to go through to weekend, and we was able to put that together. So I was able to put that together, reach out to a few friends of mine and see if they wanted to come. So I got a friend of mine, Mel Holder. He's a Grammy-nominated artist from out of the U.S., and he came along. He was excited. And then Jumu Grant came from Canada, and we brought over Dangri. You know, we paid for everything, made sure that he was straight the whole weeks. We was both there over there for 2 weeks, made sure that he was straight, and hotel accommodation, everything, because we see the talent and the gift in him. And we know that people will love his ministry. Like, just listening to his music is awesome music. And like I said, I know some of Dangri's story, but I didn't know all of that. And it really touched me to really hear him tonight, to really see, you know, his journey. Mm-hmm. You know, but we had an amazing time in Uganda. We had an amazing time in Kenya. And the people are calling. They want us to not only come to Kenya and Uganda, but they want us to come down in Zambia. We have partners in Zambia, Malawi, South Africa, Nigeria. So everyone is calling. And so I'm setting up another tour for Jermaine Edwards from out of Jamaica. He want me to do some stuff for him. And he said, "Man, Lord, you do not know who you are. You may not even see you, but we see you." He said, "Man, Lord, what you're doing, a lot of people don't have that reach." And sometimes me, because of me coming from humble beginnings, not graduating from school, not going to college, and having a low self-esteem, having stutter issues, can't talk well. You know, I never look at myself to be doing what I'm doing today, but I give all glory to the Most High, because when he called me for this, I tried to run. Mm. I didn't know nothing about radio, didn't know nothing about TV. All I wanted to do was just hold the mic. But God saw something in me, and other people saw something in me and took a chance with me to mentor me. And so if people could do it for me, I could do it for others.
Yeah, and I think that's so important, as you say here, right? And we always pride ourselves on the essentials, you know, to kind of dig out the other side of the story. A lot of times when persons are interviewed, persons who are celebrities, we kind of like to stay on the nice side. But
yeah, the
I am of the view, and there's a quote somewhere which goes like, if you want to impress an individual, then you speak from the point of your successes.
Yes.
But if you want to inspire them, then you speak from the point of your pain. And
yes,
that's what we're seeking to do here, through Dangri and individuals like yourself who have, you know, started from very humble beginnings, to inspire other individuals, to say to them, you have the ability, the capacity to do great things. If only you stick with it, if only you're willing to work through the challenges, if only you're willing to put in the effort to overcome the barriers and the obstacles, somebody, and not just somebody, some many bodies are out there waiting to see whether or not you are truly committed to your dreams, because they're not going to help you unless you have demonstrated an ability and a willingness to help yourself. And so to the extent that we can shine a light on such persons, whether they are here in the Bahamas, in Jamaica, as we did with when we interviewed Jermaine Edwards, who is already an established star, or when we spoke to Lady Beso over there in Uganda. However it is that we can bring that light, because at the end of the day, landlord, you know this, we are all one people. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. We just happen to be in different spaces.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to go back to Dangri, and, you know, mm-hmm. here you are on the same interview with the man who may have been kind of the catalyst that created that mm-hmm. change in your whole career, the one who said to you, I see something in the music mm-hmm. that you think is not of good quality, but, you know, bro, keep going. Talk to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, landlord is
yes,
really
<brother.
laughs> amazing. It's really amazing, you know. He has been pushing me through. He has been advising me. And I really thank God for bringing him into my life, you know. It's been a real blessing, you know. And may the Lord guide and protect him each and every time.
Most definitely. The one thing I can say to you, landlord, you're not going back to Africa without me. So.
Yeah, man. Trust me, you got to come, man. You got to come. The experience is amazing, man. It'll also cause you to appreciate what you have. Because a lot of times, you know, as you know, my son, he is 5 years old and he has two phones with minutes on it. He have a phone number.
Yes.
He has laptop, mm-hmm. PlayStation, this and that. And when in other parts in the country where, you know, like Dangri, he didn't even have a smartphone, he didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, so yeah. What we take for granted, a lot of people look at as treasures.
Yes, and I think that is so, so important. We're going to take another one of this song because, you know, like I said, you know, these are powerful songs. You have, you know, near to crisp dancehall sound coming out of Kenya. It's something to be treasured, something to be listened to. So let's take this next song, Mr. Producer.
Near to crisp, dancehall sound.
Yeah, we have some feedback.
Oh, na, 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 yeah. Oh, Jesus again and again. Come on. Oh, na, 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 yeah. Dangari.
Alexis.
I worship and praise your name. Mighty God, you are still the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow and forevermore. You not go change. You guide me spiritual and lead me biblical. I surrender to you, Lord. I lift your name high. I worship and praise your name. Mighty God, you are still the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow and forevermore. You not go change. You guide me spiritual and lead me biblical. That's why I sing it out. Hosanna Yahweh.
Hosanna. Hosanna.
Yeah.
Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna Yahweh. Hosanna.
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 Hallelujah. Hosanna Yahweh.
From the Amazon is a label many pigania. Shida zote zangu babo kaniondolea. Ndio maana nakusifu jowe ni bondia, oh, oh. Toka mwanzo nizalibu umenipigania. Shida zote zangu babo kaniondolea. Ndio maana nakusifu jowe ni bondia. Ningi yapo nitoka po baba nilinde. Kwenye mitego ya wanafiki niepushe. Hizi ni vita za kiroho baba nishike. Lebo la kijani tafuta sinipati.
And we're listening to the music of Dangari Music, Mr. Dangari Mukanza Moshiba, all the way out there in Kenya, calling into the Bahamas tonight and sharing his music, a connection made through Orlando Miller, better known as Landlord, an individual right here from the Bahamas who is touching the world, who is using his talent, who is using his connection to show what is possible. We're going to take ourselves a break, and when we come back, we're going to get the rest of the story. We want to hear from Dangari. What is next? We understand that there are some upcoming international collaborations. We understand that he wants to make, get involved in certain international concerts and so on and so forth. So we're going to hear the rest of the story. The village boy who made the trip from the village to Nairobi in the year when COVID was licking us left, right, and center, and he made a breakthrough, and now he's telling his story, and he's touching people. And we are open. We're just simply hoping that there are some of you out there who's listening at this moment, who can find a thread, a ray of hope in his story, and you can then look back at your own story and say, you know something? After all, I'm not so bad. And if he can do it, then certainly I will be inspired to move on in hope, hoping that at some point in time, I'll be able to sit down and tell not exactly the same story, but a similar story, a story which says, I started with what I have. I did not have much, but because I was obedient, because I was consistent, because I was resilient, look at me now. You listen to The Essentials. Don't move.
Me no cellular, me no go sing no secular. When me speak, man, I speak no vernacular.
Hosanna, 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 Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions delivered.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Nikilala, nikiamuka, yote ni kwa uwezo wako. Wanna make me a winner, even though I'm a sinner. Wanna make me a winner, even though I'm a sinner. Make me a winner, make me a winner, make me a winner, oh.
Welcome back to The Essentials as we have on the live line Mr. Dangari Music all the way from Kenya. Tonight it's Kenya calling. We're having this wonderful conversation and as the song says, God made you a winner. You're now in a place where you're better able, you're more capable, you have more resources. What is next for Dangari?
Yeah. So I'm really I'm working on some projects, both solo projects and collabs. I'm trusting God that this year I'm going to do some collabs with big artists, established artists in Jamaica and other countries. And I really want my message to reach out to the world, you know. Really want that, you know. So I'm really working hard on that. And I trust God that is going to help me in this.
Yeah. And go ahead. I think we're getting a little bit of feedback there. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's some projects that I'm working with, like I've told you. And I'll be releasing them very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're going to be international projects. They're really going to inspire, motivate, and change the lives of people out here.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing. Now that you have made the breakthrough, now that you have the experience of coming from the village, enjoying that type of a transition, you know, it wasn't easy. But when you look back at it now, it ought to be a valuable experience. How are you using that experience to help others? Or what is it that you're doing? Are you reaching back into the village? Are you speaking with young men, young women? How is the Dangari experience now being used to uplift others?
Yeah, I'm speaking to mostly young people who are... I feel like, you know, they've tried to do something but not working. I'm trying to mentor them and speak to them to give them hope that, things will happen if they trust and believe the process, the God's process. I also have a team in my village. There are some boys that we were hanging around with in my church. They are really looking up to me. Even though I had not made it that time, but they believed in me and they are really looking up to me. I'm mentoring them, I'm guiding them. They have talents, they sing, they dance. So I'm using this opportunity also
to give them exposure.
To give them exposure, you know.
mm-hmm.
and giving them hope that one day they will make it. And if God will help me to be stable enough, I'll support them on what they are doing, also in their music and their dances.
Yeah. Landlord, how is it that you plan, Dangari has been saying all night, he's been using the word strategize, which I think is such an important thing to understand that, you know, if you're going to move your life forward, if you're going to be successful in whatsoever it is that you're doing and planning, it can't just be anything buck up, right? You have to certainly sit down and think through this so you are able to respond and not find yourself in a circumstance where you're just reacting to life. So you strategize for the future. How are you landlords, strategizing to help these young people, whether here in the Bahamas, here in the Caribbean, and farther afield in Africa? What is coming out of your camp, so to speak, which is going to help a guy like the Dangari get to the next level?
Great question. I've started that about 4 years ago. I started radio and TV 8 years ago, but 4 years ago I started to see the vision, and I see where, you know, a lot of upcoming independent artists where they are weakened. And so right now what I'm doing, I'm connecting and partnering with a lot of TV and radio networks, because that's the key. A lot of people don't understand, especially artists. You could be the best singer in the world, but if you don't have media behind you, you know, you won't make it. Because what I've realized is I always thought the best singer is who makes hits. You could be the best singer in the world, but if media don't play you, no one would even ever know you even exist. And so the key of busting an artist, even in Jamaica, you know, what a lot of artists had to do. They had to pay the radio, pay to play. You know, Irie FM bust some of the biggest artists out there, and you know how it is done. You know, you get the support from the stations, and that is what busts you. Sometimes you hear a song for the first time, and you just automatically doesn't like the song. But after they just keep playing it, you automatically fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called radio program. And then you have TV program. What does it do?
It programs
you to either like an artist or dislike the artist. So you learn from the world. Look at the businesses. You know, why do they spend millions of dollars every year to advertise when they done making money? Because out of sight, out of mind.
Mm.
The stores or the folks who are not being heard, people like Yellow Man, people are not booking him because they're not hearing him.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to be successful, you have to get on radio. You have to get on TV. And so that's my passion, to connect with the most radio and TV stations that I can, so that when I connect to a Dangari, I am able to get him global instantly. See, because, see, what I understand also, as big as a particular station is, they might have, let's say, a million listeners. Some people don't change their dial. They don't change their dial. They only listen to Guardian, really. That's it. You can't get them to listen to nothing else. So for the fans that you're trying to build out there who don't listen to Guardian, they do not know nothing about Dangari, because Dangari only plays on the station that plays a million. But you're trying to reach 100 million. But if you could connect with different radio stations,
yeah,
so that when you send stuff out to them, automatically you are going global instantly. And that is what these big stars have been doing for years. They got radio and TV unlocked. That's how come they could send out a music today and they get millions of views, because it's everywhere it's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what I'm doing right now, connecting TV and radio, and so that I could be able to help put these artists on these platforms. Because even here in the Bahamas, I mean, you have some of the most greatest producers, musicians. I mean, these young guys, young ladies who have come up recently, I mean, they are talented, they are gifted, and they are serious. visible what they're doing. They are taking it to another level. And so they need something set up instantly to get them in certain places.
Yeah, certainly.
And so I feel that what the Lord has put me here to do, to really connect. And so when I went to Africa last year, that was the plan. That was the whole message. Every station I went to, I felt, see, because there are some big artists in Africa. I'm dying to tell you, some of the biggest artists in Africa, we don't even know who they are because we don't play them. And so my whole thing, I just was in a meeting with one of the biggest station down there in Nairobi, and dying we should know of it, TV 47. And the lady, she wanted to partner with me because I was telling her of my dreams. I said, man, you know, let's work together. Let's see how you could send me some artists and let me promote them in parts where they are not heard. Mm-hmm. And what you could do for me is I send you artists so that you could promote them. Because there's an artist in Uganda. They call him Levixon. Well, you know of him, Dangri?
Yeah, I know Levixon.
Levixon. Great artist. One of the biggest, big artists, you know, gospel artists down there. I mean, whenever he have a show, I meet thousands of people. But people didn't know he existed until I started playing him here. And so what we want to do is create platforms all over the world to be able to send artists in these places, especially artists who don't have that money, because it's a big business a lot, especially in the U.S. You know, you have a radio servicing folks. This is what they do.
Yes.
And so it takes money to make things happen, but we got to try to find a way in the kingdom where it's much easier to help artists get out there where it's not a big cost on them.
Yeah, most definitely. And we trust in that you're going to be successful at that. You have had some measure of success. But we want to go back to Dangri. Dangri, you know,
yes.
This ought to be some exciting news to you. I think you would have had an appreciation of this, but you know, how does this strike you? And you know, how do you plan to leverage this and you know to help to widen and broaden your effort as you said, you know, this year is going to be a big year for you.
Yeah, bro. This actually is amazing. This news is amazing, and on my side, I will do my best. I'll just put more effort on whatever I'm doing. Make sure I put out there good music and good message, yeah, to the world, you know. Yeah, because I believe that's what God has called me to do, you know, to reach out to the world, to give hope, you know, to inspire, you know, and to liberate the souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to your bio, you say you're here to touch the wicked souls.
yeah man, that's what God has called us to do, you know.
Yeah.
To impart the knowledge of salvation to the wicked ones, you know.
Yeah. And so yeah, as you look back over your life, you know, you share your story, you know, it's a quick blurb. I'm sure there are many other twists and turns to that. But as you look back over your life, Dangri, up to this point in time, you know, what are some of the high points other than what you would have outlined to us? And is there a particular low moment, not necessarily associated with music, that you know you remember and that it was really an important catalyst to push you forward? You know, do you have any of that to share?
Yeah, bro. I remember here in my country, I was trying to push my music to some TV stations and radio stations, and some of the DJs really frustrated my efforts. they were not playing my music, you know, but I don't sound good, you know. My music is, you know, you just understand these DJs. You know, my music doesn't sound good. And I don't know how I can put it, but they did not support me. They really frustrated me. Mm-hmm. You take the music to them and they put it aside, you know, like, no, can't play this music. That really that really made me feel like, oh, what's this now? But from looking back for where I came from, I just kept hope alive, you know, and keep on pushing, you know. And God helped me because he opened international doors. I'm being appreciated outside my country more, you know.
Yeah, it's not always the case, though. They say, you know, you oftentimes get the recognition outside first. Even if you know, you may not appreciate this, but Bob Marley, mm-hmm. you know, the world's greatest reggae artist and one of the greatest artists ever to walk the face of this world, was mm-hmm. more appreciated outside of Jamaica long before mm-hmm. Jamaicans, and when I say Jamaican, I mean all of Jamaica embraced him as an artist. You know, he was embraced in the UK. He was embraced in all of Europe long before Jamaica saw him as the true, you know, icon that he is. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it always seemed to work out like that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and you know, when Landlord came to Kenya and Uganda, most of them started looking out for me. Who is this guy? Who is this guy, you know, moving around with international guys, you know? Pastor Jomo Grant is a great artist, you know, mail holder, a Grammy nominee, and Landlord here, an international promoter. You know, they were wondering, who is this guy? So many of them started looking out for me.
And that made a change. Yeah, as usual, these things, you know, we could have this conversation going on for a long time, but we are kind of clean out of time. So, yeah, Landlord, we'll take your last word. We certainly will have to give Dangari, the last word. It's his interview. You know, you're doing a cameo. We wanted to get the two of you on the same platform, sharing a moment, because what you have done for him in terms of his career, I think, has been such an important thing. It's exemplary work, and we you know, want to salute you and ask you to continue to do these things, not just for, you know, persons here in the Bahamas, which I know you do very much, but anywhere in the world that you can uplift a young man, a young woman, you know, continue to do so. Your last word.
Well, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity and to, you know, continue to partner with you and what you do, because I know you have a passion for people also. And to Dangri, just want you to know, just keep on pressing, bro. Don't give up. You see where you God already brought you from. Look at where you are now. You know, we're about to release the documentary for the tour. It's going... Yeah. International, I mean, it's going all over CBS stations and stuff. So we have a lot going on, and I just want to encourage everybody listening to me right now tonight, artists, you know, whatever your situation is, man, you were born for greatness. Doesn't matter where you come from or how bad the past has been, God has something great for you. If he could do it for others, he could do it for you too.
Thank you so very much, Landlord. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. And Dangari, your final words as we kind of, you know, wind down here in the Bahamas. We want to get one of your song in, so we just want to, you know, thank you for being here, calling in from Kenya. It's about 3 o'clock or so now in Kenya, so we know you had to make special arrangement to be with us. But, you know, let's have your final word.
Yeah, I would like to say a special thanks for having me here at Guardian Radio. May the Lord bless you and keep on doing that. And to the people who are listening, if you feel like you're doing something and it's not going through, don't give up. Just focus on God. God is the only way. Don't lean on your own understanding. Focus on God, and God will show the right way. And yeah, Bahamian people, thanks for supporting Dangari. You can get my music online on YouTube at Dangari Music. Please come out and support my ministry. God bless you all.
And thank you so much. It was certainly a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to connect with someone from the motherland. It's always a pleasure to have you know, a positive story, to listen to an inspirational story, something which you can walk away from thinking, well, you know, if he did it, then maybe so can I. So here on The Essentials, we always try to put those in front of you. And all we're seeking to do is to share story. Wherever the person is in the world, we want persons to be inspired to pursue their own lives, to pursue their own dreams, to pursue their own vision. Because as Landlord said, for all of us, for every single person out there, there is greatness in you. And you should pursue that. We always like to end here by saying, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to change. You've been listening to The Essential. All that's left to be said is, walk good, be good, do good, one love and Ubuntu. Good night.
Yo, yo, rainy days ago, sunny days have come. It's time to hold on strong for the troubles of this world are gone. You have to open up the curtains on your window, stop the fighting, let the early morning sunshine come. Keep on all the fam, no matter what the happening in your life, we sing joyful songs to the Most High God. I'm a soldier walking this a rugged road, and no one let me have to make it this, 'cause I know that God is there for me and he can never let me go. I'm a soldier walking this a rugged road, I know one day me have to make it, yes, 'cause I know that God is there for me and he can never let me go. He's been there for me when I fell down inside. He's been there for me when me see no flowers in a me yard. He's been there for me when me told that this a rugged road, nobody can go come support me, make me rise above. Yo, me have to praise from morning till the late night, and I go fall asleep, I need a slumber, still a seeking. Me have to praise his name, yo, 'cause I'm a sure that we'll make it, yeah. I'm a soldier walking this a rugged road, I know one day me have to make it, yes, 'cause I know that God is there for me and he can never let me go. I'm a soldier walking this a rugged road, I know one day me have to make it, yes, 'cause I know that God is there for me and he can never let me go. I tell my people to be stronger, I tell my people not be weaker, I tell my people keep the struggle on, keep the faith up, we'll surely rise up. I tell my people to be stronger, I tell my people not be weaker, I tell my people keep the struggle on, keep the faith up, we'll surely rise up. I'm a soldier walking this a rugged road, I know one day me have to make it, yes, 'cause I know that God is there for me and he can never let me go. I'm a soldier walking this a rugged road, I know one day me have to make it, yes, 'cause I know that God is there for me and he can never let me go. Yo, yo, rainy days ago.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.